This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and allegations that he sought a foreign government's help with his 2020 re-election bid. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The stage is now set for an election year brawl between President Trump and Congress.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
It's something House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had long resisted, but as questions grew about whether the president abused his office by leaning on a foreign government to help his re-election prospects, Democratic pressure grew from freshman members to top Pelosi allies. Speaking before her announcement, the president dismissed it all as a continuing witch hunt.
We have the strongest country in the world, the best economy we've ever had. And she's talking impeachment.
But says he thinks this could be a positive for him heading into election season. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House and Senate leaders are naturally reacting along party lines to Speaker Pelosi's announcement of a Trump impeachment inquiry. Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and wanted to impeach Trump from day one.
They have been investigating this president before he even got elected. They have voted three times on impeachment on this floor. Twice they voted before one word of the Mueller report came back.
Meantime, House Democrat Elijah Cummings called Trump's alleged appeal to another government to interfere in a U.S. election an affront to the Constitution and a grave breach of his oath of office. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump addressed the United Nations Tuesday, highlighting some of the cornerstones of his re-election campaign. Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
With the 2020 presidential election campaign in full swing, Trump addressed two issues very dear to his voting base: trade with China and the flow of migrants from Central America into the southern United States.
The American people are absolutely committed to restoring balance to our relationship with China. Hopefully, we can reach an agreement that will be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
And he had a direct message for undocumented migrants.
Do not put yourself in danger. Do not put your children in danger. Because if you make it here, you will not be allowed in.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Tropical storm Karen bore down on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands Tuesday, bringing several inches of rain. Authorities are warning people to stay indoors. Puerto Rico is still recovering from Hurricane Maria, which hit 2 years ago, causing more than $100 billion in damage. Britain's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the crucial countdown to the country's Brexit deadline was illegal. AP correspondent Karen Chambers has that story.
In a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's highest court ruled that his decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the crucial countdown to the country's Brexit deadline was illegal.
The court is bound to conclude, therefore, that the decision to advise Her Majesty to prorogue Parliament was unlawful.
This was the final unanimous decision read out by Supreme Court President Brenda Hale, saying that Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament unjustifiably impeded lawmakers from carrying out their constitutional functions. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said Johnson has no respect for democracy.
It demonstrates a contempt for democracy and an abuse of power by him.
Johnson himself reacted with disappointment at the final decision.
I strongly disagree with this decision of the Supreme Court. I have utmost respect for our judiciary.
Karen Chamas, London.
Rescuers are still helping earthquake victims in northeastern Pakistan, where a 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck Tuesday, killing at least 19 people, injuring more than 300 others. Authorities say the quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings near the epicenter in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. Tremors were felt in Islamabad, some 150 kilometers from the epicenter. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
It's VOA. 1.